Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're jumping straight into AI chatbots for lead generation. Specifically, how you can find really high performance options, you know, without completely breaking the bank, getting real ROI on a budget.
Yeah, and it's fascinating because the best platforms, they seem to blend pretty sophisticated AI, smooth integrations, and this is key, clear pricing. Our research really highlighted something. Those free plans, they're always just the starting point.
It's an entry point, like a teaser.
Exactly. They're built so you'll eventually need more. The real value, what you need to look at, is what you get and what it costs at that first paid level.
Okay, right. So let's unpack that for you listening. Our mission here is to kind of map out the best budget-friendly chatbot options for 2025. We'll look at their strength, but also, crucially, expose those, let's say, hidden costs so you can make a really smart choice. So first off, this whole move to AI chatbots, it's really changing the game for lead gen online, isn't it? We're going from those, you know, dull static forms to actual proactive conversations. It feels like a fundamental difference.
It absolutely is. It cuts down the friction, massively boosts engagement. Look at MongoDB, for instance. They saw a 70% increase in new leads just by using a conversational platform.
70%? Wow.
Yeah. And think about it, these bots, they're like automated SDRs, sales development reps, working 247, tireless.
Right.
Plus, they offer personalization at a scale humans just, you know, they can't match. And the data they gather is so much richer, more detailed.
Okay, that definitely paints this strategic picture. So practically speaking then, beyond just the price, what technical stuff really matters when you're choosing a chatbot?
Okay, yeah, good question. You need solid core tech. So natural language processing, NLP and NLU, natural language understanding. These are non-negotiables if you want the bot to truly grasp user intent, not just like keywords.
Right. Understanding the why behind the words.
Exactly. And the quality of the AI model itself is huge. Look for platforms using top models. Think GPT-4, Claude, Gemini. Those are the brains making the chat feel smart, almost human-like. And crucially, can you train it on your stuff?
Your own data, like website content.
Yes. Your website, your FAQs, your knowledge base, that's absolutely vital for it to give accurate, relevant answers about your business.
Okay, got the tech foundations. Now, specifically for lead generation, what functional features are, like must-haves?
Right, for leads. You definitely need good lead qualification and scoring tools, often based on frameworks like BANT or CHAMP, things that help figure out budget, authority, need, timeline. Identifying the really valuable prospects quickly.
Makes sense. Filter the noise.
Precisely. Then, critical CRM integrations, Salesforce, HubSpot, you name it. You need that data flowing seamlessly. Plus things like scheduling tools built in, omnichannel support so it works everywhere, and importantly, a smooth way to hand off to a human when needed.
Okay, let's dive into the contenders then. This is where it gets really interesting, right? Unpacking budget-friendly. Let's start with Tidio, often positioned as this all-in-one thing for smaller businesses. E-commerce. People like the interface, combines live chat, their Aliro AI.
Yeah, Tidio's user-friendly.
Yeah.
But the core AI features, removing their branding, that often means upgrading or paying for add-ons. So budget-friendly needs a closer look there.
Okay. What about ManyChat, known for social media, right?
Oh, yeah. ManyChat is a powerhouse for Instagram, Facebook, Messenger automation. Their growth tools for grabbing leads right on social are, frankly, top-notch. But be aware their pricing is based on contacts, and using WhatsApp or SMS costs extra. Those can add up.
Good point. And then there's Chatling. You mentioned data.
Yes. Chatling is really interesting if you're data focused. Its big strength is training specifically on your business data, and it gives access to like over 20 different top AI models, GPT-4, Claude, Gemini included. So you get serious AI power, potentially on a tighter budget. Just watch the pricing. It's credit-based, so usage matters.
Right. So different models, different potential pitfalls.
And that leads to the hidden costs we see across the board, especially in free or low-tier plans. You often find strict limits on conversations or contacts, key features locked behind higher tiers, that mandatory branding.
Which usually costs extra to remove, right?
Almost always.
Right.
Plus, per-seat pricing if you have a team, and overage fees if you go over your limits. You really have to read the fine print.
So it's not always as cheap as it first looks.
Never assume. But the impact, when you get it right, is undeniable. We mentioned MongoDB, but look at Luxury Escapes. They got a conversion rate 3 times higher than their main website using a custom chatbot. Generated over $300,000 in sales in like 90 days.
Wow, 3 times.
And Amtrak. Their chatbot boosted online bookings by 25%. These aren't small tweaks. They're major results. Significant bottom line impact.
So Wrapping this up for everyone listening, choosing the right chatbot, even a budget-friendly one, it's clearly a strategic move. It can genuinely transform how you generate leads, making it way more proactive, more conversational.
Absolutely. And thinking bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's this evolution in conversational AI. It's heading towards more autonomous agents, you know, handling more of that initial sales funnel stuff, which really makes you wonder, as AI takes on more of these top of funnel tasks, where does the human role shift?
Focusing more on strategy. Complex deals.
Perhaps. Moving up the value chain, focusing on the higher level strategic work, the relationship building AI can't replicate. It's an interesting question for the future.
Definitely something to think about as you look into boosting your own sales efficiency. Thanks for diving deep with us today.